Bach concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning from the World Affairs Brief, Joel Skousen, to keep us abreast of what's really going on behind the scenes, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan.
Will you pick the ball up and run with it this morning?
Well, you know, I'm going to, we've got the new World Affairs Brief coming out this week, and your listeners will get a little preview here. I'm going to start from the end of it rather than the beginning today, because we often don't get some of the important international stories done after we talk about the major issue. But it's interesting, you know, we've seen how they repackaged this immigration bill to make it appear as if it's different, but it never is. And the same thing's happening in the European Union. You know, they've had this very dramatic rejection of the EU Constitution, and for very, very good reason. It was creating a super state government and denying national sovereignty for all the individual nations, and the French and the people of Dutch Netherlands certainly voted against it. Well over 60% rejected it. So the powers that be in the EU have decided to scrap the idea of having an EU Constitution, replace its provisions with another treaty. But calling it by another name won't change anything, you know, except to make it easier to bypass the opposition, because a treaty can be passed by legislatures and doesn't have to go as a plebiscite before the people. Germany made the proposal during the EU summit in Brussels this week, declaring that, quote, the constitution concept is abandoned. Of course, the summit's meant to gain agreement on the exact wording in this new treaty to replace the failed constitution. And they're making several horse-trading concessions to EU members that were opposed, trying to buy them off. Poland and the UK are warning that they could use their vetoes if they did not get their way on the new treaty. You know, the British government's threat of a veto, however, really is a ruse. The British leadership is secretly behind full integration and implementation, replacement of the British pound and full integration into the EU. And Tony Blair has already abandoned his promise to bring final EU integration to a vote of the people. So it seems that the entire EU leadership has taken a cue from Tony and decided to avoid any more public say in the matter. This is very typical of how these people operate. Elected officials are much more easily corrupted and swayed to, you know, give up on national security and national sovereignty issues. So the Polish Prime Minister, Jarosław Kaczynski, is one of the major players in blocking this new proposal, but his opposition is being bought off by the promise of extra voting rights, Dr. Stan. You see, the problem with the EU is that traditionally the big four, France, Germany, Spain, and Italy, have had, you know, extra voting rights because they've been the big blocks, they were the big economies driving that, and so they wanted to have more vote in the say of how the money was used. And now little Poland, which, you know, isn't really even a major part yet of the European Union, is going to get promised extra voting rights. So how's that for democracy? Some are more equal than others. We heard that from George Orwell's Animal Farm.
The thing is that they do not care what the people want. There is an elite dedicated to first a European Union and then a world government. And irrespective of how the people feel, irrespective of whether people want national sovereignty, doesn't matter. There's an agenda. They're going to carry it out. They'll simply steamroller over anybody who gets in their way.
Indeed, it's true. Another big breaking story is the came to us from the creators of the very interesting internet video Loose Change, which really has changed the landscape on the 9/11. It's more than any other video out there, probably responsible for converting people to questioning the concept of the official story or the official explanation for 9/11, blaming it all on terrorists. Creators Dylan Avery and Jason Burmes have now found another witness with dramatic revelations. He was a security official in World Trade Center 7. He got a call from one of the city officials and said that we need to go see Rudy Giuliani up in the emergency center. And so he was escorting him up to the emergency center on the 23rd floor. And he has a dramatic interview with these people, which is going to come out in the new edition of Loose Change, in the final cut anyway, and there's some real blockbuster revelations. Here's some excerpts from what I heard on the interview, which I found very credible. He was called to the emergency command center along with this other city official. The city official he was escorting was attempting to reach Giuliani, as I said. And according to Avery and Burmis, the official now works for Giuliani Partners and isn't talking. Isn't that typical how they're bought off by the powers that be? When they got to the command center, he found everyone had gone. It must have happened just before they arrived there because there was still a steaming coffee cup on one of the desks as well as half-eaten sandwiches. He made some calls from the center to find out what was going on and was told to get out quick. He descended the stairs to the sixth floor, and when he experienced a major explosion, the stair landings, the whole series below him collapsed, leaving him hanging by a rail. He crawled up to the safety of the above landing, and they both got out of the building and went back down to the lobby through another stairway. There they found the lobby was like a war zone. Some kind of explosion had gone off down in the lobby area of the of World Trade Center 7. Remember, this is there was a similar explosion that went off in World Trade Center number 1, with the janitor Rodriguez testified that all the windows were blown out, just like in World Trade Center number 1, and bodies were lying around the floor. They were dead there. Now, all this happened well before the collapse of any of the towers, World Trade Center towers, which did damage the front of World Trade Center. So, you see, this is the first explanation we have of actual explosives going off in that building, even before the collapse of the two major World Trade Centers, Buildings 1 and 2. Now, interestingly, officials have always denied that anyone died in Building Number 7. And this witness says otherwise. Now, he was told by firefighters to get 20 blocks away from the area because explosions were going off all over the World Trade Center complex. Indeed, they were. Now, he was later told that the damage to the lobby that he experienced was caused by emergency diesel fuel tank explosions. But he knew that that couldn't be true. As I pointed out in the video of the firefighters walking into the blown-out lobby of World Trade Center 1, we'll take that up after the break, I guess.
Righto.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
It's time for the annual 4th of July picnic at Parrish Park in Johnstown. Join Eric Cederstrom, Joe Jaquin, Michael Corbin, Danette Golden, Randy Yarbrough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there will be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Michael Golden, and I would like to invite you to join my wife Danny and I for a night of messianic praise and worship. The place is Johnstown Java and Jams, 3J's in Johnstown, Colorado. The time, 7 p.m., and the date, June the 23rd. We'll be celebrating with praise and worship music, fun and fellowship, and some inspirational stories. There is a $7 love offering taken at the door. Please call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. And shalom.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel was discussing what happened in Building 7. Please pick up the story there.
Well, we're talking about the evidence of explosions 8 hours before the building collapsed. And this is a very, very important witness to those explosions. And the fact that there were dead people all over the lobby, that means a lot of people were killed in the World Trade Center number 7 when that explosion went off. But, you know, a lot of people, a lot of the officials talk about these diesel tanks. There were 4 diesel tanks in a basement loading dock level. But that was entirely on the other side of the building from this lobby. If those things had exploded, and there is no evidence, in fact, that they did, even because they were not in the line of the damage to the building, even when the World Trade Center 1 collapsed, 1 and 2 collapsed. The important thing to remember is that if they were exploding, and by the way, diesel fuel doesn't really explode. It burns quite slowly and does not explode in the way that we have been told the gasoline will. But in any case, it puts out copious amounts of roiling black smoke. And there's no way that that explosion, either in World Trade Center 1, which they claim was diesel fuel coming down the elevator shafts, which can't, by the way, get straight down. The elevator shafts are offset in World Trade Center buildings, the big tall ones, as well as in World Trade Center number 7. But they claim that the explosions were caused by diesel smoke coming down the elevator shaft of World Trade Center 1. But there's no sign of any black smoke in the lobby when the firemen come in there. And these are tall ceilings, no wind conditions. It should have been just black all over and black smoke hanging in the air. And there was no black smoke in this lobby. There is no evidence whatsoever that these 4 diesel tanks on the loading docks area exploded. Now, there was also one other, a 6,000-gallon tank on the second floor. But this is not where the explosion came from. And, in fact, when you see the pictures of the burning flames coming out of windows, they are nowhere near the second floor of this 47-story building. And so this is not diesel tank. There's no roiling black smoke as well. It appears as if you have secondary fires set off by explosives in these areas, and that's what causes this. So this is a very important additional nail in the coffin of the official story, and will continue to get real headlines. So everyone should look forward to the next cut of the loose change video. I'm sure it'll be available on the Internet.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well, so we'll just have to see. I hope this story is accurate. And you always worry that, you know, they may very well plant a story, but this one certainly has the ring of truth to it.
Yes, you know, they can, of course, plant the false witness and do those things. Avery and Burma say they have checked out some important facts of the story and found them to be true. In any case, the other person who was there with him works for Giuliani Association, isn't talking, and that's to be expected because Giuliani was very much a part of this. He had knowledge of this. Everyone in that command center knew that they had been warned, and none of them have ever been talking about where the warnings came from and how they knew to get out of that building because of the explosions going off 8 hours before it collapsed.
Right.
Now, switching to the Middle East, we have the collapse of the Palestinian Unity Government. It, of course, has given the U.S. an excuse to resume aid to this terrorist organization. Millions in aid are now flowing to the lesser of two evils in the occupied West Bank, new home of PA President Mahmoud Abbas. This Fatah organization is driven out at gunpoint by Hamas militia forces. Now, what really appeared to be kind of a mini civil war doesn't appear to be really what happened at all. various Israeli sources that I have say there are clear indications that the Fatah security forces in Gaza were in fact set up to fall by their own leaders as a means of divesting themselves of Hamas in the government and have an excuse to restart the peace process, including much-needed aid. An example of this story by Daniel Nissenbaum of McClatchy Newspapers reports that, quote, as they gave up compound after compound to the advancing Hamas forces, weary Fatah fighters loyal to Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas fell back toward the seaside presidential compound in Gaza to make their last stand. They set up 50 caliber machine guns and loaded crates of ammunition. But there was no last stand. Instead, Fatah leaders fled the Gaza Strip by boat and on foot, leaving lower-level fighters betrayed. In 5 days of fighting, Fatah never put up a real fight. The question is, why not? In interviews with McClatchy newspapers during and after the fighting, Fatah foot soldiers said they felt abandoned as they realized there'd be no counterattack, not even a last-ditch defense. Some of them thought incompetent leaders had done them in. Also wondered whether Abbas had deliberately ceded the Gaza Strip to Hamas in order to isolate the radical Islamic group and consolidate his power in the much larger West Bank. Now, I think this is solid theory. Abbas had everything to gain and hardly anything to lose by giving up Gaza to Hamas. He was already effectively in Hamas control anyway. Having Hamas in the phony unity government only ensured that badly needed Western and Israeli subsidies and aid would never be forthcoming. So Abbas was facing mutiny along a wide variety from his supporters since there was little money to pay them. Abbas himself and, of course, his top leaders always had plenty of money smuggled in from Egypt and Jordan and Israel itself from U.S. sources. So they had money through cash coming in. But, of course, the official aid was being cut off, and so they didn't have money to pay the salary to people who... So the abject poverty and the hardships within Gaza are just terrible in that area. But Sunday's announcement by Mahmoud Abbas of an interim administration in which Hamas plays no role provides room, conveniently, for Israeli Prime Minister Olmert to resume and expand the stalled dialogue with Fatah leaders. In his discussion with Bush on Tuesday, Olmert, of course, was here in the United States. He's likely to use the Hamas takeover of Gaza to oppose any relaxation of security strictures, arguing that Israel is already allowing Fatah forces to move within the West Bank and lifting closures, that is, these border stations that keep them moving between West Bank and Gaza, would allow Hamas to coordinate its fighters in the West Bank territories. So Olmert is using the crisis to change Israel's traditional objection to dealing with terror partners. Now, having been to Israel many times, I can tell you that whenever you're there, one of the red lines, and Israel politicians talk about red lines, meaning lines they will not cross, has always been that we won't negotiate with terrorists. Now, they've always done it, but they've done it in secret. But en route to this meeting in Washington, Olmert had the gall to declare to this new doctrine that a government that is not a Hamas government is a partner. Well, he never considered Arafat a partner when he was leader of the PLO. Thus, we see how Israeli globalists like Olmert, masquerading as the right-wing leaders, use crises after crises to shift public opinion to justify the continued sellout of Israeli strongholds, especially in the occupied territories. They have the Golan Heights, for example, which is extremely vital to protecting Israel from being shelled from this high ground, which has traditionally been the tactic that Syria has used when they occupied the Golan Heights. So the talks between Olmert and Bush centered around how to best bolster Abbas, their best new friend. The U.S. will relax restrictions on aid to the Palestinians living in the West Bank, and Olmert has indicated his willingness to relax tax revenues. Of course, they've been withheld by Israel ever since Hamas was elected to power. Now, to give this money to Hamas government is reckless, says Olmert, but to give it to Fatah government is an opportunity. I mean, this is a complete change in story. The Palestinians were willing, of course, to play this game, too. Dr. Moran of ISN Security Watch added that, quote, Abbas wants Israeli concessions to buy reconciliation with Hamas. So everybody wants to get into spinning this defeat as a victory. Hamas or Abbas wants to have the money so that he can buy concessions from Hamas.
Well, I think if people look at it objectively, it is always some means of justifying giving money to the terrorists. Because certainly Fatah is just as much terrorist as Hamas is.
Well, it certainly has been in the past, and although they're playing a role, it's been there's an awful, and Israel has the intelligence that shows that the Fatah organization continued to fund suicide bombers and other things within. So this is really a game. I mean, this is not one terrorist better than another. This is merely the appearance of that, and Israel is using it to claim that they have a peace partner. Israel government, being globalist, is still trying to give away the security aspects of the Israeli military positions. Trading land for peace has always been an ephemeral objective. It's never been realistic. Unfortunately, the only thing that has kept this from going forward has been that the Palestinians keep throwing a monkey wrench in the works, not realizing that the Israeli administration is actually trying to give it away to them, give them a Palestinian state. But their infighting and their distrust of the Israelis won't let them accept it and simply, take this free will offering of giving them their terrorist state. They distrust it, and they keep having this infighting, and as long as they're infighting, the Israeli people won't buy it that their government's going to make them into a separate Palestinian state. One of the thing that's going to happen, though, it is, looks like Israel is also preparing a military incursion into Gaza to root out Hamas. This will have to happen eventually, since Hamas regularly fires off missiles into Israeli towns and settlements. But one of the problems is that one of the bargaining tools for Abbas and Olmert is that Abbas is requiring that they have a wholesale release from prison. They always get these hundreds of terrorists released from prison. And some of these are some of the real terrorist masterminds. And, you can imagine here, you take a defeat and a blow-up of this entire situation, and you turn it around as another excuse to release terrorists from prison in Israel. I just don't get it, how these people in Israel can be so stupid to let their leaders continue.
Well, the incredible thing is that the Israelis had pulled out of Gaza and had certainly betrayed the settlers, forced them to leave and come back to Israel where they had no jobs. So, after then having turned Gaza over to the Palestinians, now they've got to go in and take it back again. I mean, what an absurdity. They got absolutely nothing in return for pulling out, and now they've got to send the troops in to take it back again. And nobody ever asked, why are you doing this sort of thing?
The security situation. The security situation in Gaza was infinitely better when they had these Israeli enclaves on the coast there, because you had several high-security roads cutting across Gaza at two points so that you couldn't infiltrate from north to south very well. And now that it's all one unified territory, you have these kinds of internecine warfare going on here, and it's just very, very sad. Now, one of the interesting things that happened, of course, which is going to cause problems for the U.S. and their so-called peace partner in Mahmoud Abbas, is that Hamas found a lot of CIA papers documenting its collision with Abbas and various factions within Fatah. They found that when they overran the Fatah offices of intelligence files. Now, the Arabs are not known for keeping much on paper, so why I was initially skeptical of the significance of this capture. But now that we find out, the CIA is big on paperwork, and that they've got all this paper documentation of the U.S., and, I would certainly like to get a hold of this to find out exactly how deep the CIA has been involved with various terrorist factions of Fatah. And I think it's a lot worse than what the American public thinks. So this can, to a certain extent, be used as blackmail for Israel and the U.S. Hamas could threaten to reveal this to the world. Interesting stuff.
Fascinating. Well,
now, one of the Last final note I want to point out, though, you know, this new mantra, peace, always includes the Palestinian state.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm just wondering if you pulled that wood off.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs.
Hey,
New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. And before we go on, Joel, let's get out your address of how people can reach you and get a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief.
Well, your listeners, if they're interested, can go to my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. It's all written as one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. And there's always, right on the front page there, a synopsis of the current week's issue of the World Affairs Brief, and this one will be posted sometime today. If they want a sample copy, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send a one-time sample copy. It's only fair with a modest subscription price for the brief that they get a chance to review one of the issues before they decide to subscribe, but would appreciate people's support for all the work that myself and my staff do to try to bring them cogent news analysis of what's going on in the world.
Well, I certainly appreciate the work you do, and I read your page every morning, and I'll be on it in just a few minutes as soon as I get upstairs. So I recommend to our listeners, get the information. You'll find it fascinating. Well, go ahead, Joel.
You know, it's become the universally accepted concept now that we got to give them a Palestinian state. And, of course, I've always held that this will establish a terrorist state next to Israel with full international recognition. And being a separate sovereign state, then, Israel will not have any, you know, legal right to go in and, take care of the terrorists. It will be considered an act of war. And the Palestinian state really is not capable of being self-sufficient. This is one of the problems. They get all of their electricity, their fuel oil from Israel, and so it's really a problem. And they, of course, have these tunnels coming into Gaza from Egypt, from the Egyptian side, where the Egyptians knowingly allow all of these explosives and missile parts and components to, and arms and munitions to flow into Gaza to feed this terrorism. So, you know, this is fooling nobody really who's savvy in the world that a Palestinian state is going to solve anything. But I note in the irony that while Gaza and the West Bank were in the hands of Egypt and Jordan, respectively, there was never any calls for a Palestinian state. In other words, when the Arabs ran it, there was never any call for a Palestinian state. In fact, there was never any international call for them to absorb the refugees in these so-called camps. In Lebanon and Israel, the occupied territory, you have these camps burgeoning, and Jordan actually is where they are, burgeoning with refugees, three generations worth of refugees from the 1948 war, when Israel did purge a lot of the Arabs out of there, and wrongly so. But nevertheless, this land has long since gone back to other uses and other productive uses, and it's just, they keep holding these so-called refugees hostages in these camps. And by the way, they're not camps in the sense of tents. These are actually ghetto-like cities. They're full buildings, apartment blocks. These are not camps, but they are mini ghettos like the Warsaw Ghetto, and the international community keeps feeding these people on a welfare state basis, but they won't let them out. It's just like little mini prisons. They keep them held hostages there. They aren't really interested in the welfare of these people. They're interested in using them as leverage within the international community to put pressure on Israel to accept them back. And the reason the Israelis cannot accept them back, that's why they'll never have the peaceful return of the Arabs, is they now outnumber the Israelis. And so if you can't beat the Israelis militarily, you absorb all these Arabs back as Israeli Arabs, then they would outvote you. And then it's all over as well. So that's the problem with raw democracy. And there isn't going to be no peaceful civil solution, in my opinion, to what's going on in the Middle East. There will always be war between these factions. There's just so much blood that goes clear back to biblical times. I just don't see any resolution to it except to have a strong defense and separate borders and systems. But I certainly do not believe in giving the terrorist an internationally recognized state to back up their terrorism.
Agreed. So where do we go from here?
Well, let's go in the last half talk about the main story here, which is manipulating America's choice for president. You know, if your listeners take time to look closely at how the media promotes what they say are the top candidates and suddenly begins promoting a new candidate, there's something up here. And we'll get a glimpse in this week's World Affairs Brief on how the powers that be make sure that America only gets to vote on persons selected by them. People that are popular with candidates that are popular with the people like Ron Paul are viewed as extreme and put in a bad light and ignored and given, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But the powers that be do have a real problem with the rising popularity of Ron Paul, who's fast gaining the reputation as the only reliable and principled anti-war and limited government candidate. And a significant sector of voters, frankly, probably a majority of this nation, is tired of the pro-war Republicans, and they're even more disgusted with the go-along Democrats. So in response, I believe the powers that be are preparing at least three additional controlled candidates, in addition to the ones they already have running for president, that are designed specifically to torpedo America's growing potential rebellion against the kingmakers who want to dictate. They're rolling out New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg for a special purpose. Former Senator and actor Fred Thompson is in the wings, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is just can't wait to get back into politics again. And he's, of course, the what I call the Bill Clinton of the right wing. He's very immoral, very untrustworthy, and a real chameleon. So in this week's brief, I'm going to help people see what they're up to. Let's kind of give a quick overview then of where the major candidates stand. You know, Hillary Clinton is leading on the Democratic side. These polls, of course, can be manipulated by as much as 25%. And there is this very important drumbeat that they put about who's in the lead. And whoever they say in the lead eventually is in the lead. It's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because of the large blocks of unsophisticated inner-city Democratic voters that are targets of these registration drives, they're particularly prone to voting for whoever is told them by the media is winning. Now, Hillary, I believe, is controlled or is part of the powers that be system. At least she owes her existence to them, having been part of the original Clinton administration. She does know that these powers exist. She obviously knows that they took down Vince Foster. He was getting queasy and was going to rat on the secret slush funds that the Clintons have in Switzerland, which he helped set up along with Mark Rich, who was pardoned. I mean, it's just a very incestuous relationship between these criminal elements and Bill Clinton. And she agrees with the globalist objective. She will continue that thing. But surprisingly enough, she's determined to do her own thing. She's a very headstrong person, extremely foul-mouthed, uses the F word constantly. She's rude. She's dominant. And she's determined not to be controlled by anyone, especially a man, as a feminist, if she gains the president. And the powers that be don't tend to like that. They like puppets like George Bush and Bill Clinton, people who you know, will acquiesce to their advisors without having to be controlled strongly. You know, they treat these people as if they are president, even though they aren't.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. The Joel to wrap up this morning. World Affairs Brief Summary.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a long-time supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Hi, this is Danny Golden. I know many of you have considered advertising with us here at KHNC. You want to support the station and promote your business, but you've been waiting for a really good discounted rate to get started. Well, here it is, and it's only available for new advertisers through June 26th. Get an advertising package valued at over $4,000 for only $200 a month. Sign up now. Get a six-month advertising blitz. Promote your business. For qualifying details, contact me here at 1-800-205-6245.
Segment, Joel, Victor story up. We're talking about what they're doing as far as the candidates. Maybe I can have our call Joel back. Don't know what happened. But Joel basically was going to be talking about the three alternative candidates. Certainly it looks like Hillary may very well get the Democratic nomination. But it is Joel's contention that they already want to get a Republican in. So they've got to make Hillary look so bad that people will vote for a pro-war Republican. Because certainly Hillary has, although ostensibly coming out against the war, when push comes to shove, she's been supporting it every step of the way. I think Joel thinks that Giuliani is the leading Republican contender, but now they're bringing in Newt Gingrich, who, of course, pretends to be a conservative Republican. He's neither a Republican nor a conservative. His contract with America, he brought in back in the early 1990s, sounded great. But, of course, he used that to push globalism. And, of course, they did get a few of the things through. But, of course, if you go into his background, he's a New Ager. He's involved in the occult. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a womanizer. He is a dishonest man. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And those are the good things you can say about him. And then, of course, the other person that they're bringing in as a potential Republican candidate, anything other than Ron Paul, of course. We could not have a man who expresses the views of the majority of the American people, being anti-war, anti-big government, anti-big spending, being in favor of a balanced budget, and taking a moral stance. We could never have a Ron Paul get the nomination or even be acknowledged by the establishment as a legitimate candidate. So, they're bringing in Fred Thompson. Now, Fred Thompson looks like a president. He acts like a president. He is a professional actor, and he's been kept in the spotlight by NBC. If you ever watched Law & Order, they had a very good fellow who played the part of the district attorney. And, of course, when Fred Thompson left the Senate, they fired the other DA who had been the actor, and they brought in Thompson. Why? To get him before the American people. You feel comfortable with Thompson. He plays a great part. Of course, he's a globalist. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, he is pro-war. This last week, he's been over in Great Britain consulting with Margaret Thatcher. And, of course, that's being done to certify his conservative credentials. And the plan is to try to sell him to the American people as a conservative. And in some polls, he's running either second or third in the list of Republican candidates. And he hasn't even declared he is a candidate. Joel, are you there by any chance?
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Will you go right ahead? You have to, don't be bashful. You have to speak up because I don't know whether you're there or not. Please go right ahead.
Well, I agree with what you said about that. Is my analysis of Fred Thompson. He is being certified as given international credentials by being allowed to meet with Thatcher. They set these things up for people. I mean, these powers to be know how to promote people when they want to get them before. You know, Ron Paul doesn't ever get to go visit Margaret Thatcher. He's never given any opportunities to look presidential. But the Bloomberg move is particularly disconcerting. This week, billionaire New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has made a strange move by quitting the Republican Party and switching his affiliation officially independent. Now, why would he do that when there's no election for mayor coming up? He's simply preparing himself, prepositioning himself for a run for the presidency, which he's denying. Now, I don't think this move has anything to do with killing the Ron Paul fervor. I think they'll let Ron Paul or Fred Thompson do that by diverting independent, dissatisfied voters to Fred Thompson. But Bloomberg is a pure political chameleon who was a lifelong Democrat, switched to the Republicans, and now switched to independents. And it has all the trappings of looking like he's going to do a Perot-type run like in 1992. Perot was an insider with the government. They got him. In fact, he was on the phone nearly every day with Democratic campaign headquarters. He was essentially there throwing millions of his own money at a campaign that was destined to draw votes away from President Herbert W. Bush to ensure a Clinton victory. This was, you know, the powers that be switching from Team A to Team B. Same control people, but they get different things done with Democrats than they do with Republicans. When Republicans are in, they snooker the conservatives into going along with things that they would never consider under Clinton or any other Democrat. But Perot's a right-winger compared to Bloomberg, so I can only presume that Bloomberg's being positioned to drain votes away from Hillary to ensure another Republican victory. Now, think of this. Bush is so unpopular that his continuing warmongering right up through the election will sink any Republican chances of gaining the presidency or control, keeping control of the presidency, unless the alternative is so bad. I think that alternative is going to be Hillary, not because she's electable, but specifically because she is unelectable. So the alternative is so bad, they'll still consider a Republican. And then you combine that with an independent candidacy to siphon off Hillary's votes, which Bloomberg will do, and then I think you can get Giuliani in, which is what the establishment powers that be want. Now, if they can't get Giuliani, they've got McCain as a backup, and if they can't get either of those because they're anathema to the conservative people, they might have to deal with someone like Fred Thompson, which is very controllable, or even Mitt Romney. Now, Mitt Romney's not a knowing conspirator with these boys, but he wants so badly to be elected to public office, especially the presidency, that he has shown a very disturbing tendency to compromise away from his conservative roots. And this is something that Reagan did when he was in office, made a lot more compromise than the conservatives were aware. So we've got an uphill fight.
Thanks so very much. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are home, and Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Satel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoy our interviews with Joel. I always find them stimulating, and I'm really very sincere when I say that I do check the World Affairs Brief website every single morning right after I do my emails. And then I hope that, of course, many of you will want to try to see the bigger picture of what's going on. What's really behind this? Well, you can't understand it unless you understand this is a spiritual battle. There is another dimension. There is our certainly demonic beings. There are people in the world today, large numbers of them, who actually worship Lucifer. If doubt that, you can go to the pages of the Lucius Trust website. Just Google in Lucius Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And these people are in contact with the Ancients of Wisdom or the demonic spirits. They usually call them spirit guides, but they are really beings from the other dimension. Not imaginary, very real. So to get the overall picture of what's going on, you need to either read my book or see my DVD or video, The Brotherhood of Darkness. Then, our more recent talk, going into the background of the forbidden secret. There is a secret, has been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies, and it was never mentioned publicly. Well, we tell you what the secret is, and that's the forbidden secret. It's available in the DVD or in VHS, or it comes with a syllabus as well. Then, of course, there is the two DVDs, which I'm in both of them. They're very professionally done. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning won the New York Film Festival Best Documentary of the Year for last year. Riddles in Stone, which is the latest one, won the Los Angeles Film Festival Award. So we carry both of those. And if you see those four DVDs, you'll know more about what's going on than most history professors. The reason we are in the Middle East today is because there is a plan to take us into a war with the Muslim world. So that Christianity and Mohammedanism and Judaism will all be destroyed in preparation for the coming of the new world leader. If you want to verify what I was saying, you should read my February 2007 newsletter. It's available on the internet at radioliberty.com. That's February 2007. Read the newsletter, and then, of course, we have the documentation for all of this. And then, of course, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we reach out across America, trying to educate the American people as to the true nature of our battle. Our battle is not against the Muslim fundamentalists, although there are many of them would like to destroy us. They have been created. The whole radical Muslim movement was created by our government, or by our invisible government, because we needed someone to hate. They're getting us to hate them, getting them to hate us. That's how you get a war going. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Michael Golden, and I would like to invite you to join my wife Danny and I for a night of messianic praise and worship. The place is Johnstown Java and Jams, 3J's in Johnstown, Colorado. The time, 7 p.m., and the date, June the 23rd. We'll be celebrating with praise and worship music, fun and fellowship, and some inspirational stories. There is a $7 love offering taken at the door. please call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. And shalom.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
We'll be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
An unborn daughter is married to someone else.
Bobby Kitts Jr. has at least one child with his wife, Kelly. He says he and his wife are separated, but have not...